U.S. sanctions Chinese, Pakistan companies over military links. U.S. sanctions took effect on Wednesday against 26 foreign companies linked to military programs in China, Iran, Pakistan, and Russia. Those targeted include 16 entities from Pakistan, 6 entities from China, 3 entities from the United Arab Emirates, and 1 entity from Egypt. The companies on the Commerce Department's entity list are subject to specific licensing requirements for the export, re-export, and/or in-country transfer of specified items, and the license applications are likely to be denied. The Bureau of Industry and Security announced the sanctions on Monday. According to the Bureau, 7 Pakistani entities were sanctioned for contributing to the country's ballistic missile program, and 9 others were added to the list for acting as front companies and agents for the Advanced Engineering Research Organization, which itself was sanctioned in 2014 for smuggling U.S. technology in support of Pakistan's missile and drone programs. 6 Chinese firms were sanctioned for acquiring U.S. origin items in support of Beijing's military modernization, attempting to delay and evade end-use checks, and procuring U.S. origin items for Iran's weapons of mass destruction and drone programs. 3 companies from the UAE and 1 from Egypt were added to the list for evading U.S. sanctions and export controls imposed following Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022, the Bureau said. The sanctions sent a message to malicious actors that if they violate our controls, they will pay a price, said Alan F. Estevez, Under Secretary of Commerce for Industry and Security, in a statement issued on Monday. Programs such as Iran's WMD program, their unmanned aerial vehicle program, and Pakistan's ballistic missile program pose significant threats to the national security of the United States and will not be aided by U.S. technologies, said Thea D. Rosman Kendler, Assistant Secretary of Commerce for Export Administration, in a statement. Sanctioned Chinese firms. According to the Bureau, Beijing Morget Creative Technology was added to the entity list for acquiring and attempting to acquire aviation simulation technology that originated from the United States to support China's military modernization. Hong Kong-based Small Leopard Electronics was sanctioned because it repeatedly engaged in dilatory and evasive conduct in providing information to the U.S. Department of Commerce during end-use checks, including after being added to the unverified list, the Bureau said. Shenzhen Dragonfly Supply Chain was sanctioned for selling items to a suspected supplier of goods to an Iranian procurement network. Hong Kong-based Detail Technology, Eltong Electronic Technology, and Shenzhen Jiachuang Weiye Technology Company were sanctioned for procuring and/or attempting to procure U.S. origin items for Iran's WMD and drone programs, the Bureau said. The Chinese companies could not immediately be reached for comment. The sanctions were announced after the Treasury Department sanctioned 2 Chinese firms on October 17 for being involved in developing and manufacturing Russia's Garpia series of long-range attack drones. It's the first time the United States has sanctioned Chinese entities responsible for developing and manufacturing full weapons systems in partnership with Russian firms. Lifted sanctions. The Bureau of Industry and Security also lifted human rights-related sanctions on Monday from China-based Hefei Bitland Information Technology and Canadian software firm Sandvine. Hefei Bitland was sanctioned in 2020 for being implicated in China's state-sanctioned human rights abuses in Xinjiang. The Bureau removed the firm after its dissolution. Sandvine was placed on the entity list in February because it supplied technology to the Egyptian government, which used it for mass web monitoring and censorship. The Bureau said the company has undergone a major overhaul, including withdrawing from or starting to withdraw from 56 non-democratic countries. Sandvine told Reuters on Monday that being removed from the list recognizes our commitment to transparency, ethical business practices, and the protection of digital rights, adding that it is transitioning to a model where its technology will only be sold in democratic countries.